Muddy water and slushy water everywhere. It's the aftermath. I'm Keith Seinfeld here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, muddy water because it's all melting.
That's right. In fact, looking above Seattle right now, the temperatures are in the 40s, 1,000, 2,000 feet above us. And the warm air is slowly moving downward. So we're going to be out of the cold air very, very soon.
Is all that melting going to keep going through this evening and into tomorrow?
That's right. So we have two things happening. First, we have all this water in the form of snow and ice that's going to melt during the next day. And then on top of that, we're going to get some fairly heavy rain, you know, several inches in the mountains for sure, and probably a quarter to half an inch in the lowlands. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of water being thrown on the ground very quickly. And so it is very important to clear drains because we could have things like urban flooding in streets. A lot of water is going to be on that ground.
Will it dry out at all?
There will be gaps. Now, we're going to be seeing rain moving in later today, and it's going to get hard overnight and tomorrow morning. That's going to pass through probably around 10 or 11 o'clock on Saturday. And for us here in the Puget Sound area, downstream of the Olympics, it'll probably dry out because we're going to be somewhat rain-shadowed from the Olympics. The mountains are going to get hammered. They're going to get a lot of rain tomorrow and snow at higher elevation. So, you know, to go in the mountains, you're going to get wet. But if you stay in the lowlands, it'll actually dry out during the day tomorrow. There's one other threat I have to talk about, and that's the potential for strong winds. A very strong trough, is going to swing through somewhere between 4 and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And when that happens, we will very easily get winds sustained at 20, 25 miles per hour with some higher gusts. So expect the winds to pick up. It'll be worse to the southwest of Seattle and along the coast where they could have winds gusting to 50, 60 miles per hour. So we're going to have a windy period coming up.
And do you think we'll stay above freezing into next week?
I think so. I mean, we basically are making the transition to a very moist, warm southwesterly flow. You know, there's no back and out during the next few days. So we're going to be warm. We're going to be above freezing, and temperatures are going to get consistently into the 40s.
Back to normal. Well, this was quite a weather week, a tough one for forecasters, I think, and for the public, too. It was pretty confusing. We'd get forecasts changing a few times a day. You get different predictions, maybe from the weather service and from you and from those guys on TV, and that's all gets forwarded around these days. If it leaves us maybe a little more skeptical about the forecasts with all that confusion, does that bother you at all?
There was some confusion, but some things weren't confusing. For the Wednesday snow, there were some differences in the forecast initially. And in fact, it looked at this like the low center that caused all this was going to go north of us at first. Then the model started shifting, and they started bringing the low further and further south. So the forecast changed. Now, that's very natural. Forecasts get better as you get closer in. And finally, the day before, it showed the model showed the right position. And by the evening before, you know, everybody, myself and the National Weather Service, we were all on the same page. We all had the same forecast for Wednesday. And actually, that forecast worked out pretty well. So there's a real issue here that forecasts change. And that's to be expected. And forecasts get better the closer in you get. The problem really was for the ice storm. That's where everybody failed. You know, Weather Service failed. I failed. The whole discipline failed. We really messed up on that.
So more than 24 hours out, it sounds like there's just a lot more interpretation that happens. And take it with a grain of salt, maybe.
Well, you know, it really depends on the situation. There are some storms that 3 or 4 days ahead, we know what's going to happen. The models are all together. Yeah, the uncertainty is small. But there are some events like this one in which there was a lot of uncertainty down to the day before. And there's a reason there was the uncertainty. There were two streams of air, one from the south and one from the north, that were converging together. So slight motions of that interface changed where that low was going. So it was a very difficult forecast.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass, he's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can learn more at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.